As we've completed discussing Shmona Esrei, the brachos, and the end paragraph of Elokai Netzor, we know that our davening isn't really over until we take our three steps back. In fact, even halachically, the Gemara in Brachos describes that until a person is akar raglov, until they've actually lifted up and moved back their feet, perhaps the Shmona Esrei, for halachic purposes, is not considered over and not considered completed. But there is something else that happens when we lift up our feet at the end of our Shmona Esrei. We have discussed throughout this focus on tefillah, and specifically and primarily when it comes to Shmona Esrei, that our job and our goal in Shmona Esrei is to open ourselves up, to deepen that connection we feel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to share, to open, to have a dialogue with Hashem. And as this process has helped us get to this point, we know that our davening and our Shmona Esrei is modeled after the Karbanos, modeled after, as the Gemara tells us, after the work that they would do every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. And so much of our davening is modeled after the Karbanos, the times of davening, how we act during davening. Amakum Kavua even has its representation in where the Karbanos were offered. So when we daven, we are like we are in the Beis HaMikdash, and we are offering our tefillos like the Kohen would offer and develop that connection. And says Rav Schwab that at the end of our Shmona Esrei, when it comes to davening, we feel that our Shmona Esrei is really the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It is the most intimate. It is the closest that we are going to feel. And throughout Shacharis even, we move our way towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But says Rav Schwab, when I end my Shmona Esrei, when I take my three steps back, I'm not just removing myself from the Kedusha, I am actually removing myself from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And those three steps that I take back, he says, I take a step back and now I'm in the Heichal. Then I go another step back, I'm in the Ulam. And I go another step back and I'm in the Azara. And that's where we now have Chazaras Hashatz. That's where everybody is. That's where Rabbi Soloveitchik called the Tfilas Hatzibur is going to happen. The communal Tfilah. But it is fascinating to think about that when I finished my Shmona Esrei, in a little way, I was a Kohen. I was a Kohen Gadol. I entered into the holiest of holies, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I shared a deep connection with the Ribono Sholem. And now when I'm done, I'm going to take my three steps back, my three steps out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to really feel and to experience what I just did. That moment that I just had, those 2 to 3 to 4 minutes of Shmona Esrei, was like what the Kohen Gadol would feel on Yom Kippur. And to accentuate that point, we don't just stop our Shmona Esrei, but we remove ourselves a little bit. We take those three steps back to finish our Shmona Esrei.